Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Meet our favorite new actress today on Advanced. Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're still near the beginning of July, and so I hope that you're enjoying your summer, the hot weather. Maybe you're inside in the air conditioning with your magazine, or maybe you have it out on the beach somewhere. Whatever you're up to, I hope that you're enjoying learning along with us this month as we cover a variety of topics in Advanced. This is Naomi, and we're starting a new article on page 16 today. It's our People article for the month. It's also an entertainment article because we're talking about an actress who is growing in popularity recently. You may have heard her name, Jennifer Lawrence. Well, joining me to talk about her in the studio today, of course, is our faithful Bill.
Thanks, Naomi. Great to be here and happy to talk about Jennifer Lawrence and some of her movies. It's a great story.
It is. And have you heard a lot about Jennifer Lawrence?
You know, I didn't know much about Jennifer Lawrence until, really, I went and saw Silver Linings, one of the movies that we're going to be talking about. And actually, ever since seeing the movie, I've actually done some more research on her, and it's quite fascinating.
It is.
Yeah.
Mostly when we think of celebrities, we think of the work that they've done, you know, and whether we're fans or not. But I have to be honest, as much as I like her work, I think her personality is what sets her apart.
Yeah, it's very real. Mm-hmm. That's what I get from it. It's a very real personality. And when you read this article, you find out that she is, you know, very real. It's not fake at all. So that's what's very likable about her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I know someone else who's a big fan of Jennifer Lawrence, Catherine.
Hi, Naomi. Yes, I am a huge fan of Jennifer Lawrence.
Why?
Well, like Bill just said, her personality. She seems like a girl that anyone could be friends with. And I think that she's very relatable. She makes it seem real.
Okay, relatable. Can you talk about that?
She's someone that maybe it seems like she's gone through some of the same things that you may have gone through as a girl. It's like you see her and you think that she's someone you could talk to and just chat with and have a real conversation with.
Yes. She's also very funny. If you haven't seen her movies, or really, even if you have, she's worth looking up just on YouTube to see some of her interview clips and so on.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. And it's something where, you know, she doesn't take herself too seriously.
Right.
That's what I really like about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that may be what sets her apart so much. In the world of Hollywood, you often get a lot of people who act a bit pretentious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words, they sort of think very highly of themselves. They think that they deserve a lot of fame or special treatment or that they know more than you do. That can sometimes come with success.
Yeah.
But she has not gotten there at all.
No, and I think it goes back to her upbringing. It's very middle America, kind of average suburban upbringing. Her family was in Kentucky, which we'll find out here in the article. But she doesn't come from a Hollywood family. That's what I really like. She is just somebody who wanted to be an actress. She didn't have the way paved for her. She didn't have the doors fly open because she was related to somebody. She's there because she is talented.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. When did you first hear about her, Catherine?
The first time was whenever I saw her movie Winter's Bone. I know that she was in some movies before that, but that was the movie that really got her started.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Winter's Bone got some good acclaim, but I think our title photo is the movie in which most of us first heard her name, Hunger Games. And I was a fan of the books before I saw this movie, and I have to say I was a little disappointed when I found out that this girl was playing Katniss Everdeen in the movie.
Why?
Well, I was a little bit disappointed also, mostly because I had seen her in Winter's Bone and I couldn't put her into Katniss's character.
Right. Yeah. I agree. When I read the books, I pictured someone who just physically looked very, very different. And so it was a bit of a shock for me. But when I saw the movies, she kind of won me over.
Mm.
She did such a great job. Her acting was so believable, and she really owned the role.
Yeah, she did. She was strong, and just I thought she was really powerful in that movie.
Yeah. So perhaps you've seen Hunger Games, perhaps you've already seen Silver Linings Playbook as well, or maybe this is your introduction to Jennifer Lawrence. But let's find out more about this actress and what she's done and what she's accomplished on page 16 of your July Advanced magazine.
Jennifer Lawrence goes for gold in Silver Linings. Away from the big screen, this emerging star keeps her life simple. Jennifer Lawrence is either the most gifted actress alive, or she really is this cool of a person. The actress, 22, is proficient at putting those around her at ease by cracking the perfectly timed joke or making a self-deprecating comment. Ask her about the surely life-altering experience of headlining the Hunger Games film franchise as reluctant freedom fighter Katniss Everdeen, and Lawrence replies that her fame, coupled with her lifestyle, make her an ideal target for photographers. But in all seriousness, there's plenty about Lawrence that makes her unique among her peers. For starters, there's her career trajectory.
Okay, so our title is Jennifer Lawrence Goes for Gold in Silver Linings. Can you talk about that a bit, Bill?
That's funny that deck goes for gold in Silver Linings. Or actually, the title make that. And when we say gold, she's going for some like awards in movies. And we've got Oscars. The statues are, you know, they look gold. I don't know. They're not made of solid gold. But then we also got Golden Globes. So she's going for trophies and prizes. And we see Silver Linings. That is her most recent movie, The Silver Lining Playbook.
Right. So, of course, gold and silver go together nicely. Now, she was going for gold. Did she achieve that?
Yes, she did. She won the Oscar most recently in 2013 for the movie Silver Linings Playbook.
Right. And we actually have a little sidebar about that on page 17. If you hadn't heard about her much before, you may have caught a glimpse of this in the news.
That's right. During the awards show, she went up to the stage to collect her award, and she ended up falling on the steps and, falling on her face and then just... But she brought it back and she got up and she walked up there and got her award.
Yeah, and I think she made a comment like, oh, you guys are just clapping for me because I fell.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, but she recovered very gracefully, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So she has actually won an Oscar for this work. When the article was first written, that hadn't happened yet. So, but away from the big screen, what do we read?
Away from the big screen, this emerging star keeps her life simple. And emerging just means that she is growing, coming out, becoming more famous.
Right. Okay. So now we get into the article. Jennifer Lawrence is either what?
The most gifted actress alive, or she really is this cool of a person. So if we call someone gifted, we just mean that they're talented.
Mm-hmm. And I like this sentence a lot.
Yeah, what it is saying is it's almost like it's her the way she presents herself isn't believable. It's almost too good to be true. You think, is this really the way she is, or is she just acting?
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll notice this. Look for her in interviews and watch how she acts, and you think, wow, okay. She's very confident. She's very self-assured. And so you wonder, is she just acting? Is she really just that great, or is this her personality? But something else that we find out that's very important in the next sentence is her age.
Right. She's only 22, and she's done so much already.
Yeah, and to me, in some ways she comes across as 22, but in some ways she seems a lot older than that.
Yeah, when I saw Silver Linings Playbook, I thought she was older. I didn't realize she was that young. I checked it out after I watched the movie. I was like, wow, she's young.
Yeah, yeah. Surprising. She's got a sense of maturity,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Innocence at the same time, but still like a lot of maturity. And it's fun because, for instance, there's an interview of her, you know, after her Oscar win, and Jack Nicholson, one of the famous actors, comes up to her and starts chatting with her and just be like, oh, I really enjoyed it. And she kind of freaks out. She's like, oh, thanks. And then she turns back to the camera and she's like, oh, my goodness, Jack Nicholson. Oh, my goodness. So it's very cute. But she, despite her young age, is what?
She is proficient at putting those around her at ease. Now, I'll stop right there. First, as far as proficient means you are very skilled. You're able to do things quickly and effectively, and you're very talented at what you do.
Right. Very skilled. Mm-hmm. So she puts people around her at ease. In other words, she makes everyone feel really comfortable around her. How?
Well, it says by cracking the perfectly timed joke, just saying something funny, or making a self-deprecating comment. And if you say something self-deprecating, you say something about yourself to make yourself seem a little bit less good than you are.
Or less important.
Yeah.
Again, that idea of not taking yourself too seriously, right? She's able to laugh at herself. Even her Oscar speech when she said, oh, you're just clapping because I tripped. That's a good example of a self-deprecating kind of sense of humor there. In the next paragraph.
Ask her about the surely life-altering experience of headlining the Hunger Games film franchise as reluctant freedom fighter Katniss Everdeen. I'm going to stop right there at that comma. First off, we're going to ask her about life-altering experience. Everything changed in her career once she got this role. And that happens quite often with actors and actresses. One role can completely turn a career around.
Right. So they say it's surely life-altering to have this experience. In other words, we are convinced that it must have changed her life to star, to headline in such a famous movie. What is she called here? How do they describe her character?
As a reluctant freedom fighter. Reluctant simply means that she wasn't – it's not something you want to do, not willing.
Right. And in that role, she doesn't really plan to be a freedom fighter. She doesn't plan to be like a revolutionary, but it sort of happens to her. And so she takes it on. A really fascinating role. If you haven't seen the Hunger Games films, I would definitely recommend that one. But if you ask her about this experience, what does she reply?
Well, she says that her fame coupled with her lifestyle, put together with her lifestyle, make her an ideal target for photographers. So actresses and actors are just – they are just – once they become famous, they become the paparazzi. The crazy photographers are chasing them constantly. And then especially now, she's so famous. They're going to be after her constantly.
Right. So she's kind of making a joke here.
Yeah.
They say, so how has the Hunger Games changed your life? And she says, well, people want to take my picture more often. Yeah. You know, like she's kind of saying, well, I guess my life has changed. But she's kind of making a joke here. She's not talking about the big, heavy things. She's basically talking about kind of the silly stuff that comes along with being famous.
Yeah, she just has some more annoyances to deal with, some little problems to deal with.
Right. But in all seriousness.
Well, there's a plenty about Lawrence that makes her unique among her peers. And then it says there's her career trajectory or the path that her career has taken.
Okay. But what about this idea about peers? Who are your peers?
It's the people that – for instance, if you go to class, your classmates are your peers. Your coworkers are also your peers. So for her, it's the other actors and actresses that are in her world.
In her world, maybe also near her age, you know, the people that are sort of on equal footing with her. They're sort of her companions in her situation in life. And so they kind of make this joke first about, well, now that I'm famous, just like every celebrity, I guess I get my picture taken a lot. And then they say, oh, but seriously, she is different from the other people around her.
Yeah, she's different because of this trajectory. Her career is skyrocketing.
Ooh, good one. For starters?
What we mean by for starters means just, okay, here is the first thing for us to consider.
Right. So for starters, the first thing we want to consider is, of course, as you said, the way her career has taken off. So let's learn how that's happened in our next reading.
Straight to the top. Lawrence, who was born and raised in Kentucky, broke through 2 years ago as a tenacious, steely Ozarks teen who sets out to find her missing father and save her family's house in Winter's Bone. The stark, simple film earned her Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild, and Oscar nominations, and established her as one to watch. Since then, she's segued from superheroes, X-Men First Class, to horror, The House at the End of the Street, to intimate dramas, The Beaver. And she caps off her two-year surge with David O. Russell's Silver Linings Playbook, which heads into award season as one of the favorites.
So speaking of this career trajectory, we find out here that she has gotten straight to the top. And like few actresses, there are these stories of actors and actresses that suddenly become famous overnight. But it's pretty rare.
It is extremely rare. And it's great to read about Jennifer Lawrence, but also we need to remember Hollywood is full of thousands of young actors and actresses who have tried and have never made it to this point. So for every Jennifer Lawrence, there's probably 10,000 other actresses
right.
that don't get to this point.
Yeah. So we learn a little about her background.
That's right. She was born and raised in Kentucky in the United States.
And when was her big break?
Well, it says 2 years ago when she was in a movie. She starred as a tenacious, steely teen. Tenacious just means that she was strong, and steely means hard and strong as steel. So just intense.
Intense, yeah. Kind of tough. And so this was her what we'd call a breakthrough role, or when she sort of, yeah, had her big break. We use those terms. In other words, going from not being recognized to suddenly being very successful and famous.
Yeah, she was literally unknown. And so she is in this very unique role. She's a teen, sets out to find her missing father and save her family's house in Winter's Bone. And it's one of those movies that nobody ever really expected to be such a hit. And it just kind of comes out of nowhere. It's unexpected. And then all of a sudden, here's this young star that gets everybody's attention with a surprising performance.
Right. In the movie that Catherine mentioned as being the first one she saw of Jennifer Lawrence's, mm-hmm. she plays an Ozarks teen. What is that region?
Well, Ozarks, that is there's a mountains area, a mountain range. In the middle of the country, usually we see in Arkansas and Missouri, right in the middle of the United States. And it is also very hard hit economically. It's mm-hmm. a poor area. The story is about his father. Her father is like a drug dealer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this is, they call it a stark, simple film.
That's right. Stark just means very simple or obvious, or I think in the case of this movie, very severe or extreme. The conditions that she was in were very, very severe.
Right. When I think of stark, I think of like a winter scene where it's mostly snow and ice, you know, and it's beautiful maybe, but it's very plain and kind of harsh too. Mm-hmm. So this film was sort of that way. It sort of presented a picture that wasn't so pretty or decorated or softened up. They were saying, hey, this is reality.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of an ugly lifestyle, certainly mm-hmm. not pretty. The story is not pretty. The place that it occurs is not pretty. And often in those roles, that's when we really find out somebody is a really great actor or actress.
Right.
Then it comes down to the person.
Right. And that's exactly what happened here. Mm-hmm. This role earned her nominations for the Golden Globes, Screen Actors Guild, and Oscars. So she didn't win anything for this role, but she did become, what do they call her here?
They established her as one to watch. So this film made everyone look at her and say, this girl is going to be something.
Right. That term one to watch. We hear that sometimes also in the business world where we talk about, you know, young entrepreneurs.
Certainly at the Oscars, if she's one of the five women nominated to be best actress, well, she's appearing up there on screen with the most famous names in the business. All of a sudden, everybody asks, who is this?
Right.
Yeah.
What's she going to do next? Well, yeah. What did she do next?
Well, it says that she has segued from different kinds of movies. And segue just means that you move easily and without interruption from one thing to another.
Right. So we sometimes use segues in conversation as well. This can be a language skill where you learn to use words like then and so. because, you know, you move from one thing to the next, one thought to another. But she has segued in her career from a great variety of roles.
Yeah, this is quite a variety. Superheroes, such as in the movie X-Men First Class, to a role in a horror movie, The House at the End of the Street, and then to intimate dramas, The Beaver.
Yeah, and an intimate drama, it gives a bit of a different impression than like one of these blockbuster sort of thrillers or very intense big budget movies. It gives the idea that this was maybe more independent film, a bit of a quirkier script perhaps. And so then what did she do next?
It says she caps off or she completes her 2-year surge with Silver Linings Playbook.
Right, directed by David O. Russell, mm-hmm. and we call it a surge, just a lot of roles. And, of course, at the time this was written, she was heading into award season as one of the favorites, with good reason. Let's find out more.
The winning role. This time, Lawrence is Tiffany, a mouthy dancer who befriends a bipolar loose cannon, Bradley Cooper. Lawrence, a longtime fan of Russell, hadn't read the script when she said yes to the film. I find it really amazing how he can take someone who is obviously crazy and not someone you look up to and turn them into someone charming and someone you want to be like, she says of Tiffany. Talking to Lawrence, you get the sense that she's as outspoken as Tiffany, with her same inability to suffer fools or be fake.
So we've mentioned this movie, Silver Linings Playbook, several times, but let's learn more about this role that she won the Oscar for. This time, Jennifer Lawrence plays who?
She plays a woman named Tiffany, who is a mouthy dancer. Simply, mouthy means that she talks a lot, I think.
She
makes
does
a lot of comments.
Yeah, she talks a lot. She maybe says things that are inappropriate. And I will say also this movie is maybe not for kids. There is some bad language in it. You know, keep that in mind if you want to go see it. But what does she do?
She befriends a bipolar loose cannon, Bradley Cooper. Bradley's pictured right there. But first, befriends. She becomes friends. She has a friendship developed with this gentleman who is bipolar. And bipolar is a term, a psychological term that we use to describe somebody. Manic depressive is also the other term we would use, somebody who goes to extremes in their emotional reactions to things.
Right. So this is a clinical form of severe depression. Basically, people swing from one side of being quite up and happy and hyper to being very, very down and depressed. And so it's a very difficult mental illness to deal with. And it does create loose cannons. People become loose cannons, which is just a term we use to talk about people who they behave in a way that you can't predict. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the other thing with when I think of loose cannon is you never know what the person's going to say.
Right.
So you're always afraid of, uh-oh, what's this guy going to do and say?
Yeah. What's going to set them off?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And we all know people who struggle with this kind of thing, and it's hard to know sometimes how to be friends with them in an appropriate way, how to, support them, but also not get hurt by some of those things that they might come out with. And so it's very interesting to see this portrayed in a movie that is not purely negative.
It's a subject that's rarely covered delicately and appropriately mm-hmm. in movies. Most times movies avoid stuff like this. But it's interesting because David O. Russell handles it extremely well in this movie.
I agree. I think he tackles the topic mm-hmm. in a really beautiful way, actually. And David O. Russell, as a director, it's interesting because Jennifer Lawrence, we find out, is a fan of his.
That's right. It says that she was a longtime fan of Russell, so she admired him for a very long time. But she hadn't even read the script when she said yes to doing the film.
That's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, I agree. Personally, I would want to know what I'm getting into, but it sounds like she trusts him as a director, and she believes that if he's making a movie, there's got to be a reason, a good reason for doing it.
And I think this says something else about her personality. Again, that she's got this sense of real confidence where she says, okay, I know I love this guy's work. Mm-hmm. I know I want to work with him. And so I totally trust him that the script will be worth doing.
Yeah, and she has a lot of trust in him. And actually, we get into it here in the next paragraph of how much and why she admires David O. Russell.
Right, and she's talking about her character again in this movie, Tiffany. And what does she say?
She says that she found it amazing that Russell can take someone who is crazy, and maybe as in Tiffany, and maybe not someone that people would look up to, and make this woman someone who is charming and fun to be around.
Right, and this is what I liked about the movie, is that instead of saying, well, these people have mental problems and they're just hopeless and I just try to avoid them, he really made them into people, and you went, yeah, I know people like that, or, wow, I love this person. I want to be around this person. They're fun.
Yeah, that's why I really liked the movie. I could identify with it. I know people like this. So she goes on to say, this character is not someone you look up to, and turn them into someone charming and someone you want to be like. So it's a very complicated character, Tiffany's character. We talk about the Bradley Cooper character being a loose cannon. They're both crazy. Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper's characters are crazy, and it's
right.
Very complicated.
Although I don't love using that term, I have to say. I don't think it's totally fair to call someone crazy just because they struggle with a mental illness. It's a little bit rude.
Yeah, okay, all right. Maybe that's the wrong term.
But she said it, so.
Challenged?
Yeah. People who are very hard to be around, hard to be friends with,
okay.
And yet I think it's beautiful. This movie does show that they have excellent qualities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it sounds like Jennifer Lawrence has some similarities to this character.
That's right. Our last paragraph there says that you get the sense that she's as outspoken as Tiffany, that she says what she thinks. Yeah, the same as Tiffany.
Right. They have a lot in common. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about that again when we get started tomorrow. There's one more term for today that we'll cover when we come back in our next edition of Advanced Studio Classroom. So come back and join us then.